woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, winding down 2021. Oh my gosh, where is all the fun gone? All the fun times of 2021 gone. We are winding it down here, and so happy to have you here as well. And we want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns for joining us in 2021. Hopefully they'll do the same in 2022, as we hope the same for you. And our friends at Conquest Sense, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, all making it possible to bring this show to you week in, week out. And don't forget to visit our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and our Facebook page as well. So all of that is one handy place. Pick up the podcast and everything as well. Gentlemen, we've not talked to in a long time, and it's always odd when we do talk to him because he's got such a busy schedule in this outdoor interview world. But he's taking time on his birthday to talk with us. David A. Rose, fishing guide, outdoor writer, and all-around good dude, joining us here. And it's been a while. David, how are you, sir?
You know, I'm doing good. Doing good. Surviving the big windstorm here today as we're talking and stuff. And, excuse me. And, overall, but you were talking about all the fun, 2021. I'm kind of ready for 2021 to go bye-bye now. But
you know what? It's so funny that I even have a hard time saying 2021 because
like,
I can't believe
here.
Well, it's just like, we started this in 2006. Here we are 15 years later, right. and we're still here, which yep. it's so funny. But I mean,
mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is mind-boggling. Hey, I got an idea for a show. Okay, go ahead, put it together next week. You're on. What? But here it is, man. But it's because of people like you, David, that have helped us along the way, helped us learn by your through your teachings and the things you've learned and continue to learn throughout the course of your lifetime. And we appreciate everybody's help with that. Appreciate yours, and you know what? With this warmer weather, it's nice because people really haven't put the boats away. If you have, well, you have, but a lot of people still. Hopefully not during this windstorm fishing Lake Erie, but fishing the rivers and whatnot. Steelhead, David, are on my mind because I'm seeing so many pictures of people catching some beauties in these rivers right now.
Oh yeah, this is actually a really good time of year. The salmon run is over. The wayward eggs from the salmon spawning and whatnot are pretty much nil and void. So the fish that are there, they're finding enough food with nymphs and grubs and this and that and whatever floats down the river at them. And they're starting to get a little hungry because they feasted there for a few months, on the salmon eggs and whatnot. And all of a sudden they realize. So it's a good time of year. Water gets cooler and they might be in a little different spots than when you would find them, during the salmon spawn.
And it's just, it kind of, when it's warm like this, I'm trying to spit this out because I'm so excited about the temperatures this late in December. I know the ice fishing guys and gals and snowmobilers are not terribly happy, but, as I get older, I kind of dig this warmer weather this late in the year. But it begs to get outdoors and do more, whether, you're just out maybe doing some rabbit hunting, which is fun, even though a lot of people like the snow, late season deer. We've got some waterfowling coming up still. So many things still going on throughout the course of this year still.
Oh yeah, there's a lot to do, and I do enjoy the ice fishing part of it because it kind of maybe breaks up a monotony of me maybe steelhead fishing too much in a row or something like that, where I can go bluegill fishing or walleye fishing or something like that. It's my fault that we've had two mild winters here so far because last year I bought a snowmobile, so I haven't got very many miles on it. I actually did now up here in the Traverse City area where I'm at. We've had a decent amount of snow, and literally just a week ago today, we had over a foot of snow on the ground.
Wow.
Now, of course, with the rain and the warm and the wind, and I look out in the yard as we speak, and I got green grass.
Yeah. No, I get it. And you know what? That's why I won't own a snowmobile. It's just because I can't pay for something year-round that I can use maybe 2 months.
Right. Well, what it does for me, now see, we're in the snow belt, even though we don't have a lot of snow right now, but we are in the snow belt. So I've had a quad to get out on the ice, maybe go to Saginaw Bay or, Mullet Lake or something like that, some mm-hmm. of the larger lakes that freeze later and don't get a lot of snow on them. But around here, if you want to fish a large lake, sometimes a quad's just not going to quite do it because all of a sudden you've got a foot, 2 foot of snow on the ice. And so, you know, my snowmobile is a tool for ice fishing. I just don't really, I mean, they are fun. I'll go to the mail, you know, the post office or something for fun, you know, instead of, you know, driving the truck over or something like that. But, you know, it's a tool for me.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the steelhead where we were at earlier. Is it pretty much a simple task? I mean, are we simply just going to tie on some eggs, or are we using small spinners, or is there a lot of things we can do still while the air temp is warm but the water's still a bit cooler?
Yeah, kind of D, all the above. So what happens is, you know, the water is going to be, maybe not the coldest it's going to be all year, but real close. So these, you know, fish get lethargic. They don't make their own body heat. So they're cold-blooded. So when the waters get cold, of course, their muscles tighten up a little bit, and they're just a little slower. So what we're doing this time of year for steelhead is we're looking for those deeper, slow-rolling holes. So, you know, the fish can still be there, food can waft their way, but they don't have to expend a lot of energy to be in a heavy current. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. And when we fish, we do tend to make our presentations a little smaller this time of year and fish them slow.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny because if you look at the design of these fish in the rivers, they're streamlined. They're like the perfect design for their environment. Of course, naturally, that happens over time. But it makes them kind of like the perfect predator, just kind of to sit there in that current and just wait to the opportunistic time, not really, like you said, the aggressive time of fishing.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, these fish are meant to do what they're doing, and they're nice and silver, and they're almost camouflaged. I mean, it's all you can do this time of year if you look in a hole to even notice one. They actually might just look barely like a shadow, and it's the actual fish and not the shadow of the fish. So, yeah, good predators when it comes to rivers.
I absolutely love steelhead fishing. I've not done it in a little while, but again, it's one of my favorite things to do on the river, especially when, like in the springtime, when things really start heating up, they really get moving, man. You can get, even the smaller fish are so tough and so fun to handle, but you get the bigger ones on there, and it's just a fight you'll never forget.
You know, one of the things I always think about, and I've been fishing steelhead a long time, well before I could drive, I could just go downtown Traverse City to the Boardman and, you know, catch salmon and steelhead. And during the salmon season, sure, you'd hook a big old 15-pound Chinook, and, you know, it fought hard, maybe did some jumps and stuff like that. But then all of a sudden, you'd hook into, like, literally a 18-inch steelhead, and it would kick your butt. You know, and I'm talking tugging and dragging and jumping and this and that. So here, yeah, you've got this huge salmon compared to this, you know, smaller steelhead, and it's just there's no comparison in the fight.
No, there's not. And you know what? And they eat pretty well, you know, also. So it's not time wasted by any stretch.
No, and especially if I keep a steelhead anymore, it is that little 18-incher, and I can throw it on the grill or do whatever. You know, if I badly hooked one or something like that, I'll keep a larger one, and they make great smoked fish and throw that on the grill too. But, yeah, they are good eating. You know, rules are changing here in Michigan a little bit. The NRC just, on some of the rivers on the west side, it's kind of a social rule more than anything, but they're limiting the limit to one steelhead per angler per day instead of the three that it was. So that's something where folks can get online and, you know, look at the Michigan DNR website and find out what some of the new rules and regs are.
Yeah, look, for catch and release, that's fine if that's what you do, which is great. Mm-hmm. For those who are accustomed to keeping a little bit more, it's going to be a little difficult, and it might affect the guiding a little bit, depending on how bad somebody wants to go out.
It'll be a wait and see kind of thing with that. So, but yeah, I just wanted to make that, you know, observation for folks, because the word doesn't always get out.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, we can enjoy the radio and stuff like that, but not everybody listens to Wild Michigan like they should. So that's why we're trying.
That's right.
Try and get that out there. We're going to talk more with David A. Rose here, the birthday gentleman of the day here on Wild Michigan, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns. Don't forget Wednesday night auctions at notjustguns.com.
You You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Happy to have you here, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense, also United Deer Farmers of Michigan, for the 2021 season. Man, winding down the deer season here in Michigan. My dad talked to him. A couple of does this year. Very happy, at 79 years old. Still out, hunting on his own. Dragon deer, you know, cutting him up on his own, doing all that stuff on his own. He doesn't need me yet, so he's still got time, you know. But which is great that he can get out there and enjoy that. He had the conversation with him yesterday about that. David A. Rose joining us right now, our longtime friend, and David, the good news, because we talked to Bill Parker last week, is show season is coming.
Yes.
And
we're actually going to have shows.
Well, that's the plan. But, and Bill, of course, suffered that catastrophic fall last year, but is on the mend. Man, he sounded great, and he is looking forward to show season as well. And this, David, you have been around the show circuit with the outdoor stuff longer than I have, which is a pretty doggone long time already. But I mean, this is something, you know, here we come, January, next month, it's coming already, and I'm so excited about these shows, and you know firsthand, because you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, it was the late 90s when I started doing shows, and that's when I was really pushing my guide service. You know, I had a booth and all that kind of stuff, and slowly but surely, you know, I now work for three Showspan shows, the Ultimate Fishing Show, Outdoor-rama, and the Ultimate Sports Show. And I'm the main MC of the whole thing. I'm that annoying voice that comes on over the loudspeaker and introduces who's coming up next and whatnot. And then I also, at two of them, at the both Ultimate shows, they have Lake Ultimate, which is a 110,000-gallon pool inside. It takes up a lot of space, but there's actual real-life boats in there. And the pros come, and they actually do seminars from the boats. And there's trout in these in that Lake Ultimate, too. So while they're doing seminars and they're talking, they end up catching fish while they're actually giving seminars. And it's a very unique venue.
It kind of makes it more credible, too.
It does. Oh, yeah, it does. So I get to, you know, I get to be the MC for that particular Lake Ultimate thing, too. So I do a lot of yakking into a microphone.
Hey, I know how that works. David A. Rose, our guest here. David, I want to talk about finding a guide at these shows, because the guides put a lot of money not only into the show space, but into travel, because they do a lot of these shows, hoping to get your business. But every year, it's a new person's market. We get new people coming in there. We don't really know what we're looking for as far as guides and how to approach them. What are some of the questions we should be asking? Because, you know, everybody, you know, say we got our species picked out, but we don't know, you know, what this guide really is going to do for us.
Right. Well, for the most part, if a guide is actually taking the time and taking the money, because it is not cheap to do to get a booth and, you know, your travel and your expenses and this and that and everything, they're a legit guide. And, you know, you want to make sure your guides are licensed. Even in the inland waters, they have to have an inland waters pilot's license. And, of course, on the Great Lakes and navigable waters, you got to have your Coast Guard captain's license. And 99.9% of the time, I'm going to tell you, the guides, like I said, if they're willing, they're fully licensed. Yeah, it's just one of those things. You get your species. Do you want to troll? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Usually in a booth, there's, you know, the guides have, you know, pictures up and kind of show, give a short story of what they're doing. But what's nice is you're able to talk to them, ask questions in person. It's not just you saw something on YouTube or a quick instant message or email or something like that. And, you know, you get to talk to them and see their personality. And So yeah, just making sure that your guides are licensed and really start looking into it. You know, some guides that do inland waters, well, maybe you need, because there's some kayak guides and stuff out there now, maybe you need your own equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, guides have every single thing for you. And, you know, just make sure you have your fishing license beforehand and stuff. And just, you know, maybe, you know, it depends on what time of year. Now, nobody can predict the weather, but, you know, ask, am I going to need to, you know, it's April. We're going to go off wherever on Lake Michigan. Am I going to need to bundle up like it's winter? You know, and I'm sure the guide or captain is going to go, well, yes, you do. So it's just, you know, minor questions like that, but really just talking and listening to what they have to offer. And you just want to know how much effort you have to put into it. And usually it's only getting your license, having the proper clothing, and, you know, ask, do they provide maybe drinks or something? When I say drinks, you know, water or soda or
sure.
something like that. You know, food, do I, you know, some river guides will actually cook you a steak on the grill on the shoreline for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, that type of thing. So yeah, it's just the real basic needs, what you're going to do to be very comfortable and very happy during your day on the water.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I look back, too, to last year when, you know, we didn't have shows and we didn't have this or that, and how our Canadian friends that come in here to do these trips into Ontario and other places really had to have suffered a lot financially due to this pandemic.
Oh, there was a lot of, unfortunately, there was a lot of resorts that had to close down for the year because, you know, sure, they get a lot of Canadian customers themselves, you know, from Toronto or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was the whole border issue. But when that one thing, and if these businesses had planned ahead a little bit, this was a great time for them to do remodel work or get that new cabin built or, you know, fix this and chop this tree down and get everything done. So there was a lot of work at the resorts that stayed open. A lot of work got done this last year. So as we can start traveling easier into and out of Canada, we may see some nice improvements to some of your favorite lodges.
That would be great. David A. Rose is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Make sure to hit us up on the website or on the Facebook page, and you can find all of our sponsors there as well. Friends like Not Just Guns, Conquest Scents, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, all there helping bring this show to you each and every week here on the Michigan Talk Network. And David, I'm looking forward just to getting out and being around people. Which
yeah.
I know sounds strange, but because look, man, I live on the edge. I'm going to go out. I am going to shake babies, kiss hands, and do all this stuff because you know what? I need to get out. I need to be around this industry that we love so much. And with all these shows coming up, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yep, I am too. And of course, all the safety precautions will be taken and all that kind of stuff. And they'll probably be hand sanitizing this. And if you want to wear a mask, do so. And, you know, there's no special, they're going to follow whatever the guidelines are that the state are putting down.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to seeing you or what's left of you anyway,
yeah.
Which is always a beautiful thing to follow you on the Instagram as well. But, dude, thank you as always. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And the same going to everybody else, too. Happy holidays. Whatever it is you celebrate this time of year, or if you just don't, bless you anyway. We love you, man. Appreciate y'all joining us here. And David, thanks to you and best to you and the missus here from yep. Wild Michigan.
Appreciate it.